Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron.
In the great hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes, created from the cosmic legends of the universe. Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, Aquaman, and those three junior super friends, that. Wendy, Marvin, and Wonder Dog. Their mission, to fight injustice, to right that which is
listen
wrong,
to that voice.
And to serve all mankind.
Does that not sound like the guy from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ted?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Something White?
Ted Baxter.
Come closer to the mic there, Craig Lewis.
Was something White?
Ted Knight.
That's it. Yes.
But can you set him up? You're over there. Do something.
Oh, Drew Marshall.
We got a guest here. Don't touch the mic. You know not to do that. Tim, why are you doing that? Just put it that way. Now, don't touch that. Come on.
You just canceled everything that Kathy said about you. Super Friends. I hated them.
You didn't like Super Friends?
No. Wait, sorry, no, the Wonder Twins. Oh, my goodness.
Wonder Twins, what was it, power activated?
Yeah, I mean, she had the cool power, and I'm not being sexist here, but it was lame.
It was
a form of water, ice, steam, or water. Like, really? Yeah. I'm a bucket of water. Throw me on the bed, guys. I'm ice. Throw me at the bad guys.
What is wrong with you?
I'm steam. Let's make some tea for the bad guys.
That's actually really funny, Tim.
Here we go.
That's a funny bit.
I don't care who you are. That's funny.
Oh, man.
That's Howard Glassman for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the last segment of our show. Joining us in studio right now is Craig Lewis. Craig is an employment lawyer, for those of you that don't know, but he's so much more.
Oh, look at that shirt.
This is a shirt for radio.
Oh, shirt for memes.
I hate to tell you this, but it is actually a shirt he's worn before. Here,
oh, is it?
On
oh,
the show. Not. Yeah, you've worn that shirt
I just
before.
Got this shirt.
Really?
Well, maybe not.
No.
I just got this shirt for the show I was on last time.
I wore this before.
I'm a form of water.
I like this shirt.
I'm still laughing about that. Oh, my goodness. All right, listen, what I think we might do for the end of our 2018 year, there's no arm there. For the end of our 2018 year, I'm just going to play a little useless television trivia. And because it's Christmas, we've got some Christmas trivia. Because it's time for children, we've got some cartoons. Ooh. But it's old people cartoons, so the kids are here in the studio as well.
What? Our mics are not.
And well, they are on. Just Tim hasn't set them up before you.
On the board.
They're already on the. You have to put up the.
Oh right, yeah. I have to do that first. There we go.
There you go.
Yeah, because you want live mics during the commercials. I've learned my lesson.
That's happened a couple times. Anyway,
yes.
So from my, I'm sorry, Alex. Can you cuddle over to Tim in case there's something that you know?
bring your chair over.
She's just going to hover.
So to my left is Alex.
Squat.
Are we all online here?
We do not all fit.
How come I'm not in the picture? Hey,
because we're trying to bring in viewers.
You're stacked.
You don't want the response.
So we're streaming live at Facebook, on the Facebook page, The Drew Marshall Show. We've got a great contest there, $250 worth of Chapman's ice cream vouchers. Go to the Facebook page, read the rules.
Tell all your friends.
Make it happen. Yes, no, put her on that side, so then she's in the shot better.
Okay.
Thanks. So to my left is Tim the Tool.
Yeah.
Beside Tim is Alex the Intern.
Yeah.
Then it's Craig the Lawyer.
Yeah.
Then it's Amy the Intern.
Yeah.
And then it's Shauna the Assistant.
Yay.
Hey.
The whole team is here. It's
Super Friends of Radio.
In the shape of water. I don't know why you sound like you're from New Jersey all of a sudden.
Water. I'm water.
Go Piscopo.
So we're going to do some fun trivia here. But if you want to call and play, then Alex will look at the red light going on
and
the phone.
And then she'll run over.
I will rush over because I'm close.
Somebody will get the phone and you can join us. You can have some fun with us. The phone number is 877-877-569-1250. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. It's the last 18 minutes of the show. Craig, yes. How was the traffic?
Just fine. Actually, it was pretty easy.
Really?
Yeah. I expected it to be worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it wasn't too bad.
What's the one present you got somebody that you're so excited to give?
Well, it's not Christmas yet. I can't talk. Everyone's listening, Drew. Everyone is listening to me. Everyone that I know is listening.
I bet it's a shirt.
It's a shirt. Exactly. It's just
Don't
like this one.
Don't give away the surprise.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember Kathy Lee Gifford?
Of course I do.
She said to say hello.
Well, hello back.
She's looking for employment, apparently.
Oh, no. I understood that she's...
Well, she might need some employment negotiations there, you know?
Well, she's making movies,
employment
right?
Law stuff. Yeah, did you try one of her cookies?
I did. It was delicious.
Hey, not bad.
Yeah, I think Tim left one.
Yeah, if you don't have diabetes now, you will after one of those.
You know who else used to send me cookies was... Candace Cameron's mom, Barbara Cameron, sent me cookies. They were like those Lace cookies with chocolate on them. And by the time they got here, they were like Lace granola. Anyway, tricky part here is that some of you can see over my shoulder, and some of the things on the computer screen
I can't even see
okay.
that.
All right, so here we go. We're going to play you a couple of clips here. And again, if you just want to play, because you realize it's so easy, and you could win some Chapman's ice cream, the phone number is 877-569-1250, 877-569-1250. So we're going to play you a couple of clips. Gee, I can't do that one. Hold on.
Radio appropriate, Drew.
I know. That's what
we
I'm trying
to do. We need to keep our jobs.
I'm trying to do that. Hold on. I'm getting out of the Christmas Vacation clips from that movie. Okay, here we go. And have a listen. First one in the room to guess this wins nothing.
Welcome, Christmas. Bring your cheer. Cheer to all who's far and near.
The Grinch stole Christmas.
Yeah, Shauna wins. Craig was polite.
Two of us do not have headphones on. So
you don't... Okay, well, figure it out, kids. I can't do everything. There's the headphones right there. Holy heart attack. What's the point of having help if you can't...
Are you new?
Helping.
Oh, you play it on
new.
I would like to reopen the microphones to everybody, and I would like to ask some trivia questions. Here we go. Are you ready, kids?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Quick shout out to my wife, though, because she got me this shirt, and I had no idea it was going to be such a hit. So, my wife, Abby, if you're listening out there, love you.
You know what to get us for Christmas, Abby.
Stollen is the traditional fruitcake of which country?
Russia.
No.
Oh.
Bulgaria.
No, how come we don't
Poland.
Hear
Poland?
We don't hear. Speak into the mic again.
Hi.
France.
She's Germany. Romania.
Hello.
What's going on? Okay,
she's just quiet. Turn up the gain. Hello.
Talking again. There you go.
Germany?
There we go.
Germany, yes. Okay, Craig, got that one. What name is given to small sausages wrapped in bacon, a staple at a British Christmas dinner?
Pigs in a blanket.
Wow.
Everyone knows that one.
I think everybody got that one.
Okay,
that was yes, awkward. Everyone got it.
The red and white costume of Father Christmas was allegedly first introduced by
Coca-Cola.
Which...
Coca-Cola.
Who said that?
Yeah. Coca-Cola.
Said
what
that.
Did I present on that time I didn't come to work?
All right.
I didn't know that.
In which direction should you stir mincemeat for good luck?
Right.
North to south.
Counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise.
I have a 50-50
chance. No, you stir it clockwise. You stir it clockwise.
Oh, okay.
Supposed to flip it in the pan.
I mean, that's right, though.
I'm losing the show here. Okay. What would you stick into an onion when following a traditional bread sauce recipe?
Garlic.
No.
Stollen.
What? What would you stick into an onion when following a traditional bread sauce recipe?
Bread sauce?
Butter.
Starts with a C, ends in loaves.
Cloves.
Very good, boys and girls.
Cloven hooves.
A Swede is a cross between which two vegetables?
A white-haired man and IKEA.
A cabbage and a turnip. Have you ever heard of that? A Swede?
No.
What? No.
What is a female turkey called?
Not my wife. Oh. My daughter, actually.
A female turkey? A hen.
A turkey. Really?
Oh. A turkey.
That makes sense.
A turkette.
Let's go with that.
A tofurkey?
I'm sorry, I can't respond properly. I have turkettes. What? Craig, that's inappropriate to laugh at this stuff. What is the name of the skin that hangs from a turkey's neck?
A gobbler.
No.
Goblet?
Nope. It also hangs,
a beard.
It also hangs from the bottom of many women's triceps.
Oh, like a giblet or whatever.
A giblet?
Giblet's found inside the turkey.
It's called a waddle.
A waddle.
Oh, that's how you walk, actually.
Wow. Which spirit is traditionally added to butter and served with Christmas pudding?
Rum.
Holy Spirit.
No. Brandy.
Yes. Craig, I'll take brandy for two.
Yeah. Craig's true nickname in high school. That's
brandy. She's a good dancer. True or false, before turkey, the traditional English Christmas dinner included a pig's head smothered in mustard. True or false, before turkey, the traditional English dinner, Christmas dinner, included a pig's head smothered in mustard.
True.
That's got to be false.
True, Amy.
It's true because I've had it.
You've had it? Yeah. You sound so dejected about it. Yes.
What century were you born in?
Unfortunately, it's really good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Visions of which sweet foodstuff danced in the children's heads as they slept?
Sugar plums.
Sugar plums.
Swedes.
There's
Swedes
everywhere.
Visions of Swedes.
Mustard-covered pig heads.
Oh, that's a horror movie right there, isn't it? Yeah. In the song Little Drummer Boy.
By David Bowie.
Sung by Bob Walters.
Yep.
In the song The Little Drummer Boy kept time. Who accompanied him?
The Oxen Lamb.
Ooh.
You're a freak. You have the most amount of useless information in your. How could you be a lawyer as well?
And the cattle were lowing in the background.
What is lowing?
Singing. Humming. Oh.
Dancing bass.
Oh. Come.
What are you doing? I hope everyone's watching this on Facebook Live. Oh, my goodness. Okay, 1946, Nat King Cole recorded a hit with a song about chestnuts roasting over an open fire. What is the name of this song?
The Christmas song.
Okay.
Christmas song.
In 1947, kids, Gene Autry recorded a song in which he told listeners to hang your stockings and say your prayers because Santa Claus comes tonight. What is the name of this song?
Here comes Santa Claus.
Who said that?
Wow.
Shauna.
There we go.
Way to go, old lady.
Cool.
Jimmy Boyd.
Old soul.
Jimmy Boyd was 12 years old in 1952 when he recorded a hit with a song about something that happened under the mistletoe. What's the name of that
Mommy
song?
Kissing Santa Claus.
Words.
Yeah, you had a stroke in the middle of that answer, so Craig won. I don't know what happened there. In 1953, Craig Lewis had a huge hit. No, Bing Crosby had a huge hit with a song that was originally called Still Nacht, Heilig
Silent Night.
Nacht in German. Silent Night. Tim gets one.
Yeah.
In 1946, the Alt Sisters, otherwise known as the Andrews Sisters, and Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadian Orchestra, Canadian trivia kids, released a song in which they asked listeners if they would like to spend Christmas in a special location. What's the name of this location, this special place, eh?
Hawaii?
Toronto?
Something Island.
Vancouver Island.
Center Island?
No. Center Island. Christmas Island. No, in 1948, what song was released by Spike Jonze and the City Slickers?
All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
Nice.
Really?
Wait, you were saying that as a joke?
Yeah, it was a joke.
water.
Don't Tim knew all along.
On which feast did Gingus Winslessness,
what?
Good King Winslessness,
oh my gosh,
step out according to the well-known
Stephen. Stephen's feast.
Feast of Stephen. Well done.
Deep and crisp and even.
Mm, delicious like my pizza.
What Christmas song's second verse begins with, still though the cloven skies they come?
Oof. Stairway to Heaven.
No.
End of the Sand.
Wow, that was good. That was good. Craig Lewis. In the we don't
well,
care
what's
about
the answer?
No, it was too hard. It was ridiculous. In the Carol Jingle Bells, what kind of sleigh is mentioned?
One horse open.
Yeah, he was quicker.
Damn.
Alex and I are failing at this.
Alex, this one is for you.
That's
in
true.
Old Whittletown of Bethlehem, where do the silent stars go by?
The what?
The silent stars go by.
The north.
Oh, little town. The north.
The north star.
North Bay.
Counterclockwise.
Right.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie.
What is this?
Above the deep and dreamless sleep. Crisp and even sleep?
Yeah.
Stop thinking about food,
Tim. King Winslessness was hanging with him.
On the 10th day of Christmas, what does the true love give?
Ten lords are leaping.
5 golden rings.
And a beer.
And a toque.
Which is the most famous Christmas ballet of all time?
Nutcracker.
I can't tell who's winning here. Which song begins with Joy to the World, the Savior Reigns?
Joy to the World.
Who said that? Well, I don't know why I can't figure out that's you.
Because I sound like a pew-pew sessant. Wait.
A pew-pew sessant?
A pew-pew sessant? You're going to puberty on the toilet?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, here we go. Which Christmas song, second verse, begins with the cattle are lowing?
Away in the Manger.
Thank you. In 1949, Gene Autry recorded a song about a famous reindeer.
Rudolph.
What was the question?
Red Nose.
You didn't ask the name of the question.
Yeah.
You didn't ask the question.
What song does Lucy ask Schroeder to play on his piano?
Whatever you played for her, play it again for me, Sam.
No, not even funny even. The Christmas show is called A Charlie Brown's Christmas. What does Lucy ask Schroeder to play?
Something.
And he goes, kink, kink, kink.
Something Christmassy.
Dun, dun, dun,
who said that?
I did.
Tim, yeah. Jingle Bells,
yeah,
yes.
Being funny.
Well, wow. Hold on, I have to change pages. I'm so glad you're here, Craig.
I'm glad to be here.
What do you do for Christmas traditions?
I eat.
It's good.
I give gifts. I receive a few. And usually have family over, but we're not doing it this year.
What was the? You don't have family
this Christmas year?
My
ever.
My closest family's going away. They're going away from me. Like they're going to Barbados.
See, prayer works.
You can't blame them for that.
Barbados.
Barbados.
Are you Bayesian?
I'm not.
No. Racist.
My brother-in-law.
No, that's the proper name for someone who's from Barbados is Bayesian.
I just thought it was a big assumption, that's all. So what I want to know, Craig, is...
rewind to last week.
The... What I want to know, Craig, is the first childhood present you remember getting. That you were over the moon
not the about first, but the most impactful was I was a big G.I. Joe fan back when I was
with Kung Fu Grip?
Well, even before the Kung Fu Grip. I'm older than that. So, yeah, I had the Jeep. There was a Jeep that he had, and then he would sit in the Jeep, and actually had actual hair that actually came out in patches eventually. Kind of like
I had the helicopter. I had the helicopter. Remember the helicopter?
Yeah, the helicopter was good.
Can we go back to the traumatic hair patch scenario,
no,
please?
No, we don't need to do that.
It was preparing me for later life.
Tim, what was the gift you remember getting when you were a wee lad?
It was the helicopter.
You got a helicopter? Your dad was
G.I.
a doctor, had a lot of money.
The G.I. Joe helicopter.
Oh, the G.I. Joe helicopter.
Helicopter.
How about you, Alex?
It was like this big kitchen set for kids.
I remember
coming out into the living room and seeing that, and that was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you cry?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't remember.
You know, we have posted as our video of the week what I think is a great little clip. It's some family from somewhere in the world that don't speak English, and it looks like they don't have a lot of money, and the kid gets a present, and he opens it up, and it's a chopping block. It's like a piece of wood, And he's very thankful, and he goes over, hugs mom and everything, and it's just a sweet moment. And then they give him another present, and he opens it up, and it's like a mini iPad thing, and he freezes, looks at his mom, and goes right, or starts crying his face off. He's so appreciative. It's quite a moving thing, and I wish, Alex, that you were more like that with your parents.
Sorry.
Amy, first present.
I have a horrible memory, so it could have been a cash register, but I think that was for my birthday, but it most definitely was a Nintendo Wii that was red that came with Mario, and I was very old.
That was legal back then?
Pardon me?
Nintendo weed.
It wasn't legal, okay, and we're old enough to talk about it now.
Okay, all right. And Shauna, my fabulous assistant.
Oh, good, you remembered.
So appreciated.
For the first time today.
Yeah. What was your big gift?
Oh, karaoke machine. But then I learned I had to share it with the family, and then it was a little less exciting.
Oh, that's how it went with the Wii. I had to share it with my brother.
Oh,
really?
It's my gift. Not
his. I was the one who asked Anna. It should be mine.
Exactly.
Duh.
Hello. Drew?
My Bing Bang Boing.
Pardon?
That's what I got.
Bless you.
It was called Bing Bang Boing.
Did you call CAS?
No, but it was Bing Bang Boing. That's what I remember. Yeah, from back. It was a game with bouncy trampolines and marbles. That's really all there is. I got. All right, listen, everyone. That's the end of our show. Thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate everybody being here. Special shout out to Craig Lewis, who really is a bit of a trivia freak. So if you need any help at your trivia parties at the local pubs, I'm sure he can be hired out for his services. Marshall show. I was like looking around. Where's that sound coming from?
Well, I was wondering if you would pretend that you're angry for me.
Tim, can you pretend?
I should pretend that I'm angry for you.
Yeah. This happens to me all the time. I end up losing my mind because I can't find something here in the studio. And
it's already up.
I know, but I got to get rid of the other one. Here's Tim's imitation of me every show.
Got it.
Ready?
Hey.
We'll go out with this. Merry Christmas.
They were here just a second ago. Somebody stole my tickets to the Sonics game! This stinks! This is total BS! Got him. Okay, where's the French fries? I ordered French fries. This stinks! This is total BS! Abram Boy is gonna... Oh, here they are.